Imagine this is exciting. Members of Tasmania's Westpac rescue helicopter crew, they're going to be ditching their chopper. Not like actually ditching it. They're just not going to be in it. Get rid of it. And running the overland track in the World Heritage Wilderness later this week to promote the charity's 30K for the month of May campaign. Please welcome intensive care flight paramedic Katie Little and helicopter search and rescue pilot Chris Fay. Welcome, guys.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I guess first things first, Katie, if we can ask you, can you tell us about the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Tasmania and what you guys do and how important you are to a lot of people within Tasmania?
Okay, so we're a service that operate out at Rotolift at the airport. We have a really good mix of crew out there. We've got some pilots, intensive care flight paramedics, police officers, and doctors out there. We work as a great team, and we respond all over the state of Tasmania, responding to 000 emergency calls.
Absolutely.
Chris, what's some of, I guess, the gnarliest stuff that you've done out there? Like, it's got to be pretty full on.
Yeah, Ken, quite often it's a lot of sitting around and waiting. But for me, I guess the floods of, I think it was 2016, were pretty busy. And then anything to do with Federation Peak or down at the Tasman Peninsula, rock climbing, things like that are usually pretty gnarly ones.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, your job title is just the coolest thing. Helicopter search and rescue pilot. As a kid, I mean, obviously, you grow up having dreams of what you want to be. Did you always want to fly a helicopter and be a search and rescue pilot, or is this kind of something that you fell into?
I'm like living my dream, which is pretty amazing.
Wow, love that.
So, yeah, I was the kid in high school that got taken to the principal's office for having photos of my helicopter in my diary rather than women. So,
and look at the writers on this one.
Yeah,
hey?
we had a radio show in there. So, geez, she's sexy. Can't wait to get that microphone. So, can you, I guess, tell us about, so what, you're doing this to raise money. So you guys need funds. Like, talk us about what's going on.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a silly idea whilst running, I think, in January. Like everyone trying to get fit for summer. So you start in January. And there was about three of us, and then we thought, oh, let's get a few people from work as well. And then one of our other members approached Laura to see if we could raise some money for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Trust. And she thought it was a great idea. And then, so the idea is that we'll raise money, and it is for equipment, training, to, you know, add to the service.
Yeah, and of course, you're aiming for $30,000. This equipment that you're saying, obviously, a lot of it's specialist equipment, life-saving equipment. How important is that to ensuring you guys can do the best that you can do to help, I guess, rescue and save people's lives?
Yeah, really important. Some of the things in the past that have been, like night vision goggles and things like that, you know, without them, you can't fly at night nowadays. And so,
are they a real thing, night vision goggles?
Oh, they're incredible.
That's so cool. Everything you do is so cool.
Yeah, I'm about to lose Nath from the radio station. He's about to join you guys. I guess I'll ask you, Katie, have you got much experience running? Like, the overland track's pretty
gnarly.
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to hike the overland track in the past. But in terms of running, no, I've never done an ultra marathon before. I've done a lot of running just for fun and just to keep fit, a few half marathons and a couple of marathons in the past. But yeah, nothing as hardcore as this, but I'm really excited. Can't wait to get it done with the team.
You're aiming to do it in 14 hours as well, yeah?
Yeah, we have ambitions of 10, but Katie said, how about we just tell everyone 14?
Just in case.
I suggested before, just jump in the chopper, you'll do it in four. 4 minutes.
You're raising money. We're going to fly from one point to another. Come on, guys.
All right, guys. So if people want to donate, www.westpacrescuetas.com.au. Tax deductible as well, these donations.
Over $2.
Over $2. Well, this is fantastic.
Yeah, you guys. Sorry, don't listen to our show and go donate a dollar, guys. you can at least do two.
Yeah, come on. Ugh. Yeah. Now, one last thing, guys, before we do let you go. I've always wanted to do our radio show from a helicopter. Chris is the helicopter expert here. Can we come up in your helicopter one time?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it can be arranged.
Can I wear the night vision goggles?
That we might have to, given it wouldn't be during the night, so yeah. That
can you turn the lights off in the helicopter?
My people might have to speak to your people.
Yeah. It's a combination for us, sure. All right, so again, if people want to donate, www.westpacrescuetas.com.au, and when are you guys doing it?
So we're driving up tomorrow and 5:30 on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a cold southerly waiting for us at the moment by the looks of the forecast.
Wow. Okay, enjoy that, guys. You're doing a phenomenal thing, of course. Chris Fay, Katie Little from the Westpac Rescue, Helicopter Tasmania. Guys, thank you so much for joining us and all the best for the run.
Thank you very much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.